the Saturday edition of the program. We're live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our features on the site, we give away. Those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for their website. Ours is free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. We're going to start things up by going right to your phone calls. Marcus has been waiting patiently, listening to WFLA down in Florida. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing great. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I was telling the friendly screener guy, I was listening to you guys talking about ages of consent and things like that with regard to sexuality and whatever, but if you think about, you know, coming up with a necessary age for sex, I mean, you can apply something like that to, like, the legal age of adulthood or the legal age to vote or what's the legal age for drinking. I mean, I think that there's some people out there that should probably never be able to vote or never be allowed to drink or never be allowed to wield a gun for that matter. But, like, how do you decide when a person is mature enough to handle these responsibilities?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why you really can't set an age on it. And I think that one of the most important things to remember when discussing the philosophy of liberty and freedom, really what it boils down to is if you want to be free yourself, you absolutely need to grant all others the same freedom, and whether you like it or not. And sometimes that's scary. But
here's the thing. Freedom comes at a cost, and that cost is responsibility. And I think some people are just incapable of being responsible. I'm sure you've encountered that on a daily basis.
I understand where you're coming from completely, and I believe that government makes that problem so much worse.
Government encourages irresponsibility.
Yeah, it encourages irresponsibility because people feel like there's always this safety net that they don't have to take responsibility for their actions.
I agree.
I feel like obviously there would be some transition time, but mm-hmm. in a society where people were not so heavily reliant on government, it would pretty much be sink or swim, and people would learn very quickly that they need to take responsibility for their own actions and they need to put away money and do all these things that they really never felt like they had to do before.
Well, the government system that we have today, it definitely encourages irresponsibility because it basically government says, hey, don't you worry about where to send your kids to school. We'll take care of deciding all that for you. Hey, don't worry about saving for retirement. We're going to take care of that for you. So, I mean, anything it can, it picks up and it says, hey, take it easy. Don't worry about anything. We'll take care of it. And, of course, that kind of promotes a society of laziness and irresponsibility and people not really paying close attention to what they're doing with their lives. And now we've got, as a result of all that, we've got a society where children are raising children. I mean, we've got adult children all over this country. I mean, they look like adults, but they're really very childlike mentally because they've never really been given the opportunity to grow up. In many cases, if they'd wanted to grow up, they've been prevented from doing so by a lot of the laws that are supposedly protecting them. Oh, no, you can't work. You're only 14 years old. You just wait here a while, and then we'll let you work later on when we're ready for it.
I've got a question if you guys don't mind my asking.
Go right ahead.
I mean, I've always considered myself I've always considered myself more of a physical conservative and social liberal. I don't know exactly, how does that jive with libertarianism? Like, what's the end goal of libertarianism? I just don't understand exactly.
Well, it's hard for me to speak to libertarianism because I don't like the term very much anymore. I feel like it's been debased by certain elements like Neil Bortz and Glenn Beck, people like that. And I don't think they're really representative of what it should mean or what it used to mean. Well, in my understanding, it was the idea that in order to be free, you must, like Julia said, allow others to be free as well. Typically, libertarians do tend to have a fiscally conservative mindset. When you're talking about government, a fiscally conservative, socially liberal mindset. So I would say that's another way of defining, you know, what a libertarian is. I would go all the way and suggest that true libertarianism is the absence of coercion, and that is that in any human relationship, it is always inappropriate to threaten violence against your neighbor, to threaten your neighbor with force if he or she doesn't operate in the way that you want them to. And that's all that government ever really is. When you break it down to its ultimate level, there is the gun in the room every single time, regardless of what the government program is that you're looking at, whether it's feeding the hungry or having a military. It's always backed up by the threat of force, in that if I decide that I don't I don't appreciate the program, I don't like the goals, I don't want to support it, I will be thrown for potentially in a jail cell if I withhold my funding from it. So ultimately, I think that true libertarianism is a path toward the voluntary society and having mankind essentially evolve to where everything is based on consent instead of coercion, which is what most things today are consensual. I mean, 99% of your day, you're interacting with people in business and in your personal life, and you're all doing it on a voluntary consent basis. But when government comes into the picture, the consent's right out the window, and you'll do as they say or else. Does that make sense?
Right. There are a lot of I feel like there are a lot of extraneous rules and regulations out there that just shouldn't really exist. But at the same time, you know, I understand the idealism of like libertarianism. I think that's good, but that's the thing. It's idealism, and there's always going to be people there's always going to be people that screw it up for everyone else, you know? So, like, the battle's just going to continue.
Well, to answer your initial question, like Ian, I don't call myself really a libertarian, but I think that most people that would call themselves libertarians would agree exactly with the statement, I'm a fiscal conservative and a social liberal. I've heard that statement a lot. So if those are really your beliefs, then I would say yes. Most people would probably say that you're a libertarian and that you at least understand the philosophy somewhat. And as far as a few ruining it for the rest of us, see, that I take real moral issue with that. And I think that a lot of people, when talking about libertarianism, they seem to think that libertarians believe that libertarianism is perfect and that there wouldn't be any problems in the world, and that's just not the case at all.
Yeah, it's not utopia.
Right.
A voluntary society isn't utopia. But it's not to suggest that there would be no more crime or no more violence or anything like that. It is to suggest that the voluntary society would eliminate the institutionalization of violence, that the government, as we know it, which is an authoritarian structure, would no longer exist, and the only instances of violence at that point would be private person-to-person violence. And of course, as Dr. Block was talking about earlier, a suggestion for dealing with that would be to have a private justice system or a market-based justice system, to where we can actually have competition in courts instead of this one-size-fits-all government monopoly. So whether you like it or not, you're screwed and you're stuck with it.
Well, I heard you talking about private court systems before, but what does that really mean?
It's a good question, long answer. I highly recommend that you take a look at a book called The Market for Liberty. It's available free. If you go to book.freetalklive.com, you can get an audio version of the book, or you can download a PDF, and both of them are completely free. And it goes really into detail as far as what a market arbitration system or free market justice system might look like. But in a nutshell, I mean, if you understand that competition brings good things, do you generally agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
So basically, you're talking about injecting competition, or allowing, rather, competition into the marketplace of justice. Right now, it's a one-size-fits-all government monopoly. Take it. You're forced to take it. You have to deal with their system no matter how inefficient and awful and tyrannical it is. Whereas with a marketplace in justice, you would be able to choose arbitrators, and those arbitrators, you would choose them based on their track record, based on how fair they were and how affordable they were and that sort of thing.
But you're always going to have like people imposing upon other people. So what happens when it comes to the point where these marketplace courts, or however they work, end up fighting each other?
Well, when you say fighting each other, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
In any sense of the word. It could be physical, it could be economic, whatever. I mean, competition. I mean, consider the corporate world. I mean, people deal with like corporate spies.
Let me give you one quick example here, and then we have to move on. Basically, if you and I were involved in a situation where we had a disagreement and we wanted to go to arbitration, you picked an arbitrator. Let's say we couldn't agree on an arbitrator, so I pick one and you pick one. Then those two arbitrators would then be fighting, right? So they would choose a third-party arbitrator to arbitrate between the arbitrators, if that makes sense. And a lot of these companies, like insurance companies today, would sort of fight in a way. They have interlocking agreements amongst one another in the marketplace to say, well, if we're going to deal with you, then we're going to have this arbitrator to figure this all this stuff out. The marketplace is amazing at dealing with all of these details and this minutia and figuring out how best to organize things. More on the way. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 19th, 2009. Gold opens this morning at $936.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $963.70, $481.85 for a half ounce, or $240.92 for a quarter ounce. That's $963.70, $481.85, and $240.92.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, completely free for you at freetalklive.com. Now then, there are lots of reasons that you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home. Most of them involve little or no modification. In fact, you'll find that they are very affordable as well. Most of them under $7. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you out. You can get it for less than $7 at StashYourSwag.com. That's StashYourSwag, S-W-A-G, StashYourSwag.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to David in Canada. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
G'day, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
First off, I guess it would have to be, do you folks know who I am? My name is David Raymond Amos.
Nope, never heard of you.
I first crossed paths with your association in 2002 when I lived in Milton, Massachusetts, and you had some people running for public office for governor and stuff in Massachusetts.
I've never lived in Massachusetts, so I'm not sure what association. I
relocated to South Acworth, New Hampshire, which is not too far from Keene and South Brattleboro in 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I filed some very important complaints in Concord, New Hampshire in 2003.
Okay.
Way back in 2002, I sued three U.S. Treasury agents in Boston and a host of judges and lawyers and the Attorney General of Massachusetts.
How'd that work out for you?
I won four judgments by default before the Secret Service came to my home in Milton and tried to take me to Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, dear. How'd you escape that?
That's why I ran for Parliament in Canada four times.
So how did you escape the Secret Service if they came to try to take you to Guantanamo Bay? How did you avoid that?
I don't run. I charge.
The
Secret Service, ever since you had a country, basically, or when they came into inception, worked for the Treasury Department. I had sued three U.S. Treasury agents.
Mm-hmm.
And the agents, one was Joe Bunovich, the other was Nellie Damon, and it's all about jurisdiction, so they came with the Milton cops. And when I had just won four judgments by default on March the 18th, before the war in Iraq started, and we lived in the town where George H.W. Bush was born, and I had blown the whistle on a bank where apparently his buddies had washed money through, too. The bank
I don't really understand the point of your call. Are you here to pat yourself on the back, or it sounds like you've done some good things. What were you trying to get at here?
I gave you guys hard copy in 2002.
You what?
I gave you guys hard copy in 2002.
Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Was running for governor in Massachusetts.
I have no idea. Allow me to lay down something here for you. This is Free Talk Live.
Answer your emails, will you?
Excuse me? 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I really want to answer your emails. 1-800-259-9231.
That was confusing.
Yeah, first of all, in 2002, I was living in Florida. We were doing Free Talk Live from Sarasota, Florida. The show wasn't even syndicated yet, so there's no way that he would have been able to hear the show in Massachusetts, and I still don't even know what the hell he was talking about.
But answer your emails.
You can call about anything on Free Talk Live. And no, we don't guarantee that we're going to answer your emails. If I had to answer every single email this show gets, I would not have time to do anything else. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue taking your calls about whatever you want and talk to David in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Is this David?
This is Frank. How you doing?
Frank, you're listening to WFTL in Florida.
Yes, the Netherlands is closing down prisons left and right because they're experiencing a severe shortage of criminals. It seems the problem is that they've virtually made prostitution and drugs illegal.
Hallelujah.
And, I know the Miami Herald always attributes a rise in crime to the rise in the price of cocaine. It seems like when drugs become affordable, crime goes way down.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just a fact. And anybody that's an honest law enforcement officer will tell you that whenever they're investigating a theft or some sort of robbery, some kind of situation where something has been stolen, more often than not, or even just people being held up at knife point or gunpoint and threatened with violence in order to hand over cash or valuables, just 90%+ of the time, those incidents have to do with somebody who's fiending for a crack fix, and they need to get some money in order to, or some something to go and take their dealer so they can get their next crack rock or heroin or whatever, you know, their drug of addictive drug of choice might happen to be. If drugs, of course, were legal, they would be available in the marketplace, and then real market competition could come into play, and those drugs would be available at very affordable prices. You don't see people holding up liquor stores in order to steal the beer in the back. They're holding up liquor stores to get cash to go and buy drugs that are made, that are illegal. So I think you're absolutely spot on.
Well, I always said, if you want to create a lot of criminals, create a lot of government. I use the example of the Quakers in colonial America. They had no government. They had no law courts. They had no laws. It seems like peer pressure is a far more powerful deterrent to antisocial behavior than government laws in prisons.
Peer pressure is also another way of saying ostracism, as far as if somebody is to break one of the rules, if somebody does something wrong. I think that ostracizing them and damaging their reputation, demanding that they pay restitution in order to restore their reputation, is a far more effective means of just taking somebody who's done something naughty and putting them in a prison cell with a bunch of other people that have done mean things, and hoping that that's going to somehow reform them.
You know, Mark, I heard you debating recently
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I was going to say, I heard you debating a couple shows ago about the dropping of the atomic bomb, and I'd wanted to say that that did not speed up the surrender of Japan. The fact that they demanded unconditional surrender made that war drag out longer. The atomic bomb is the most useless weapon ever invented. It's not even an effective deterrent against itself. And 90% of the generals told Truman, do not drop the atomic bomb, is inhumane. And they always say, well, there would have been 500,000 to a million casualties if we had, were forced to invade Japan. There was no reason to invade Japan. Our U.S. Pacific fleet was so dominant that they could have just circled the islands and starved them into submission.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And there's no reason to invade Hawaii in the first place, if you want to go even further back. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We're going to try Dave in Montana again. Dave, are you there, sir? Dave in Montana. Hey, hey, what's happening?
They dropped that atom bomb just to demonstrate to the world, look what we got, and you better listen to us.
Probably true.
And we all forget about... when it comes to liberty and freedom, where there is love, there is freedom. So first we got to conquer greed, hate, and power-hungry people that like demonstrating power through blowing up atom bombs. And the only way that's going to ever happen is the economic system. It breeds greed. It breeds hate. It breeds jealousy.
What would you propose, Dave? I want to bring it back
here. I don't know. That's
well, you've got to have some proposal would be helpful. If you don't know, then I'll let you go.
Well, that's the problem us humans have to be human about.
It seems like
when we talk about money, we forget that we're all human beings.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. We'll talk about money in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts there for you to surf around through. A whole lot of people talking about various different things, and it's all free at BBS. freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, so Julia, before we move on with some more phone calls, let's address a little bit about toward what David had to say there in Montana, basically saying that the economic system is a problem because it encourages greed. I would have to say to that I don't think greed is in itself a problem. I think that in a free marketplace, which we do not have in this country.
Not even close.
No. In a free marketplace, greed is checked by competition. But in our current world, in our current economic system, which is this kind of corporatist, socialist, fascist mix that we have, in this current world where government holds a monopoly, the people calling themselves government hold a monopoly over force and have the ability to reward their friends and punish their enemies with their governmental system and their rules and their regulations and taxes and all of that, essentially what that allows is for the greediest of the greedy to become power seekers, go after governmental positions, whether they actually go after them themselves or they just fund the campaigns of their buddies and have their buddies go and do it for them. So if I'm a head of industry, for instance, I might not want to actually run for Senate, but I'll fund one of my buddies to run for Senate, and then he'll go ahead and work for my interests when he gets into the Senate. So basically, the system we have encourages the greedy to seize power. And once greedy people get their hands on power, it's all over at that point. Because if they have the ability to just legislate themselves business, if they have the ability to write a law that guarantees that their company is going to get business from you or from the government or whatever source, then they don't have to compete. Then they don't have to provide a product or service that's available in the marketplace on a voluntary basis, competing with others that are also available in the marketplace, because that's the normal check and balance on greedy people. If I get too greedy, if, for instance, in our business, in radio, if I decide to get too greedy and I'm going to start charging way too much for advertisements on Free Talk Live, start charging $100 a spot or something like that. And by the way, some radio shows get thousands of dollars per spot. $100 is a lot more than we're getting right now, I'll tell you that. But if I just decided to raise our rates times 10 times what they currently are, then no one would buy from me. I wouldn't be able to sell those commercials because you could go to another radio show that's on as many affiliates that's offering the spots for less. And you could buy the commercials from them. So I don't have a monopoly on being a radio show host.
I feel like a lot of people out there, especially people that I tend to associate with, young people are particularly indoctrinated with this belief, just sort of feel like money is bad. And it's really an emotional response, I think, because they're a little jealous maybe that some people have more money than they do.
Well, they've been told that money's the root of all evil and other such nonsense over there.
And yes, wouldn't it be just wonderful if we could all just walk down to the store and take what we wanted off the shelves instead of having to actually work and pay for it? Sure, that sounds wonderful. However, it doesn't work that way. And if you, I don't know if you remember this, but a while back on the show, I read an essay that a kid sent me about how he was going to take all the money out of the world if he got his way and assign gold stars, and that was just going to magically fix all the problems in the world.
Did he ever graduate past second grade? I mean, that's the last time I remember gold stars.
Well, he was educated, actually. He was a college student.
How patronizing can you get?
Oh, Julia, we're going to give you gold stars if you're a good little citizen, and then you can use those gold stars to buy things.
Yeah. I mean, just
at our gold star store.
It's just ludicrous.
Did you ever try to have a conversation with that guy, and it went absolutely nowhere?
Oh, he got so angry. He was angry that I even asked questions about it. Then I invited him on Free Talk Live, and he was really mad, and he's stop talking to me.
So where were you going with that? I kind of interrupted
you. I actually totally forgot.
It's not a problem. But we were talking about greed, and that kind of led into this discussion of money being the root of all evil, which is, of course, on its face, obvious nonsense. I wouldn't be able to do this show, which I consider a fairly good thing as far as, like, it's not an evil show. Is Free Talk Live evil? I don't think so. Money is the root of this show. If I hadn't had a decent amount of savings, I wouldn't have been able to build my own home studio. And now that I've got more money coming in, I wouldn't be able to grow the show without having money coming in, say, from the Free Talk Live amplifiers and get it on more radio stations. If I also get money coming in, I can do things like donate to charity. I just cut a $100 check to the local food kitchen here a few days back. If I didn't have extra money to throw around, I wouldn't be able to do good things with that money. So to say that is just absolutely insane.
I think where I was going with that was what people need to think about is how when you go into Walmart, for example, and you have to purchase something off the shelf, you need to think about how that product got there. I mean, somebody manufactured it or made it, mm-hmm. and somebody stocked the shelves, and there's all these, the thing just didn't appear on the shelf. There's all of these steps involved, and that costs money because... And without money, there's absolutely no incentive for anyone to produce something like that.
Well, money is really nice to have because it's a convenient go-between people that may have a product or service that is valuable to some people but not necessarily to others. And I don't know how well I'm explaining this. Money is essentially it's a go-between. So, for instance, Julia, if you have a coconut tree and I have a banana tree and I want to get a pig, you don't have the pig. But you've got coconuts and I've got bananas, so we can't really trade anything because you don't want my coconuts, I don't want your bananas. But if we have money, I could maybe pay you to do some sort of service with money. I don't know what the service might be, something naughty perhaps. I could pay you to do some sort
my
of service.
My rates are very affordable.
And so then you could take that. Well, let's say you wanted the pig. So I pay you to do a service for me. You take that money. You can go buy the pig from somewhere else. Whereas if all we have is just the coconuts and the bananas, if you don't want my coconuts, then I can't hire you to do any services. So money allows commerce to happen. It allows people to get things without having to necessarily have the exact thing that the other person wants to. Am I even explaining this in a coherent manner?
I understand it.
Okay.
But
1-800-259-9231. Medium of exchange. That's the term I'm looking for. And it came about for that reason. It came about to make commerce easier. It came about to make things go smoother in the economy. And the whole idea of eliminating money is just some, you talk about utopian fantasies. That's pretty utopian, because even if the government were to just abolish tomorrow, just to wave its magic wand as it can with the Federal Reserve and say, okay, no more cash. Well, then something would come about. The marketplace would determine what would be an acceptable solution for that problem. Maybe it would be gold, maybe it would be silver, maybe both, maybe platinum. All kinds of different options are out there. Maybe banana peels would become valuable. Probably not,
right,
because they can go bad. That's one of the reasons why gold and silver are kind of the worldwide preferred backings. Of course, nobody's really backing anything with gold and silver. But in the absence of the government fiat currency, stuff like that would start springing up, and there'd be nothing they could do about it.
And I think it's important to point out that money is really just a form of exchange, and that if you were to eliminate paper money today, I mean, people will find another.
They would plug something in its
right,
place.
Exactly. Something would replace it, because it's just a means of exchange, and people want to trade for goods and services. It's just the way that it works.
Let's go to your phone calls. David is in Virginia. You can call about anything. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Say that when I heard you, Ian, on Talkback, the radio show.
That's a local talk show.
I don't know what his name was.
Yeah.
Maybe you can say it. But he just listening by to the tone of his voice, you can tell he just seems very angry, and it seems like he often pretends not to understand things.
You are talking about a local radio show here in the Keene, New Hampshire area that I will sometimes call in on Saturday mornings, and I post those calls over at freekeene.com. And you're right. I mean, government bureaucrats do tend to be angry. If you have more to say, hang on. We'll bring it back. But government people do tend toward anger, and I don't know what it is about that. Maybe it's just their frustration over not being able to control everybody in every way, shape, or form that they want to. Hard to say. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail, and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail, and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you want to buy, they've got dozens of categories in which you can shop. You can even buy used if you want to save a few extra bucks. Shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll feel great because you're getting a great deal. It's Amazon, after all. And Free Talk Live is getting a percentage. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they've purchased charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do businesses with business that support FTL.
All right, we continue with David. I think he's still there in Virginia. David, are you back with us?
I am.
You were talking about one of my appearances on a talk show in the local Keene area in New Hampshire, which is available for download at freekeene.com. And you were commenting on one of the hosts of the show and how angry he seemed. I wanted to give you a chance to finish up your thoughts, so go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say it seems like every time you're on the show, the female host seems somewhat confused sometimes, but she doesn't seem to have that anger in her voice and contempt that I notice is present in the male's voice all the time.
Confused?
Well, she doesn't necessarily agree or understand some of the things, but I'm saying the male host, he's just plain angry and doesn't agree. And when you were using the word maximum, he acted like he didn't even understand the meaning of the word maximum.
Yeah, this guy's a lawyer, by the way, I'd like to point out.
Oh, I thought that you were talking about me at first. I'm sorry, and I got
no.
That's why I said confusing. I'm sorry.
No, he
I
was
just,
talking
it
about...
clicked for me. I thought you said the female host on this show sounded confused all the time and doesn't understand.
No, he was talking about my appearances on TalkBack.
Gotcha. No,
local,
it just
it's a
clicked.
Local talk show here in the Keene, New Hampshire
I was a little
area.
Insulted. I'm sorry, but now
okay.
I'm not.
Sorry, I wasn't talking about you. Because, I mean, obviously, he would have to understand being a lawyer if the maximum means anything up to. I mean, you know,
right.
One share is less than three. I mean, this is basic English. But the other thing I wanted to mention was that I found it very interesting that you came across Quakers because I discovered that as well some months before you mentioned that and the similarities somewhat in to voluntarism or the similar philosophies. And I also noticed that, at least in England, there's a good amount of leaders in the Quaker movement that are atheist Quakers. And they do have, they consider themselves Quakers, and they're accepted. And they've had some talks with the Quakers in the United States.
And they've tried to get away from using the word God completely, even if it's metaphorical to mean something else, like that inner voice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage, maybe you might be interested in talking more about the atheists with the Quakers and
I'm not really an atheist anymore.
You
can be, and that's my understanding. You can be a Christian and be a Quaker, an atheist and a Quaker. I don't really know how all that exactly works. I'm pretty new to the whole Quakerism idea myself. But nonetheless, thanks for bringing that up, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Julia. Dan, New Hampshire, going once.
Julian, Mark's gone, eh?
He is gone forever.
Oh, we miss him. We definitely miss him.
He will be back Wednesday.
Yeah, of course. Just a small correction to the root of all evil.
Yes, sir.
The correct quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Still a ludicrous quote, if you ask me.
There's a point to it, and I think it's a valid one. If you love anything but people, your emotions are displaced, and you're probably
Dan, you could qualify it by saying if you love money above all else, that could be a bad thing. But if I don't hate money, money.
Do you qualify your love?
What's that?
I say, do you qualify your love, Ian?
Well, no, I don't think about things in that way. I mean, I don't hate, I don't fear money, so I must love money. I mean,
I love money so much that they call me money at work.
And you are just the sweetest thing, Julia.
Well,
you
know, the term of love usually means an unqualified positive regard. And it's stupid to have that for an inanimate object that's a tool for us, and if you do have that for those items, then I think you're a little off, and you'll probably make bad decisions, and bad decisions, I think, often produce evil results. But
I would generally agree that somebody who is focused only on money is going to end up with some negative results. But I think that particular quote, whether it's complete or not, whether it's the root of that the love of money is the root of all evil or not, whether it's that or truncated, it has poisoned people. Quote has poisoned people toward
the two quotes are completely different. If you care to
I mean
money is not the root of all evil.
Yeah, well, it's the slightest
by anybody's estimation. And you've probably seen Zeitgeist, the addendum, right? The movie?
I have. I don't know if I've seen the addendum, but I've seen Zeitgeist.
There's a new one, the addendum, and it has the first two parts are really good, but the third part is their Venus Project or whatever it is, and basically that's a new society, civilization based on no money, on
talking about a crazy
resource-based thing, and I just thought that I listened to another interview of David Jensen, I think his name is, who made those movies, and he starts with some premises that I think are pretty foolish.
Yeah, it sounds pretty utopian.
Yeah, I think he misquoted that, misunderstood that quote, too, and took it to heart.
A lot of people do, and that's why I think it's just a useless quote. Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, if you want to label something as the root of all evil, how about the search for power? I mean, that's kind of a root of some evil. Is it all evil? I don't know, but I would say that the love and the lust for power is more likely to be the root of evil than the love of money.
Yeah, I really like money personally, and I like to save it. I like to spend it.
I feel like
I have a pretty healthy attitude about it.
You work at a restaurant during the day for your real job, and one of their
Profits provide possibility, and it's actually not one of our quotes. It's one of the mission statements.
Yeah.
And I teach a training orientation class for when people start, and we have to go in detail and explain what each one of our mission statements means, and I love explaining that one.
Because people just don't understand
it. Because people just don't understand it. I feel like I can put it into words that people understand, though. I feel like I can do so better than any other manager there because of my personal philosophy.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I feel like most people just respond to things in such an emotional manner, mm-hmm. and people just naturally can't help but feel a little jealous, maybe, that some people have more money than they do.
Sure.
And they react, and then they try to make all kinds of justifications for it, but really, maybe it's time for you to take some responsibility and actually learn something about making money and saving money and get a healthier attitude about it.
Absolutely. And the first thing you need to change is your attitude, because if you believe that the love of money is the root of all evil, or that money is bad, or having money is wrong, then you're never going to really feel comfortable with having it, and you might always be impoverished in your whole life. So start changing your attitude about it right now. Start thinking about all of the possibilities that having more money in your life would be able to allow you. And I think most people secretly probably would like to have more money in their lives, even those that tell themselves right. that it's evil or wrong to have money.
That's like when you see the people with the buy local or the like evil Walmart stickers mm-hmm. in the Walmart parking lot, you know, like these people who complain about money and say money is the root of all evil. You're telling me if I offered you $1 million right now, you would say no? Okay, I believe that.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hey. Let me take the sarcastic side and say, why are we missing this opportunity to march into Iran and you know, put our puppet in there?
Well, why are we missing this opportunity? Well,
yeah,
I'm not interested.
Taking this country over.
I'm not interested in any of that.
Well, I think we should. I think we should take that country over. And this North Korea, why don't we all go over there and invade them and take dismantle those nuclear weapons?
Do I detect sarcasm?
Is that sarcasm?
I don't know. Is that sarcasm, Bill? It sounds like it. I think you're right. I mean, if you're being sarcastic, why not invade every country in the world where there's a dictator and take it over and force the people that are there to have your political system? I mean, that's what happened in Iraq, right? So why not do it everywhere? It's a good question. Why not?
Yeah, don't you military people out there want to defend my freedoms?
Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.